write the Bible.
Christ didn't write the Bible.
Christ definitely did not write the Bible.
Breathe on men to write the Bible.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Scripture tells us that.
Oh, okay. 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 So you also realize that there's a vast civilization of individuals that all have received Christ conscious messages, and they have also their own individual authentic scriptures that people lead by and respect and honor. And I need you to listen as a woman of faith, a woman of God. The biggest understanding of Jesus was to be compassionate. In compassion, you do not sit there and tell someone what they're doing wrong and lead with no solution. And you definitely do not lead with telling somebody who they are without solidifying an authentic relationship with who you are. I've never said you said anything wrong. I said that you cannot go and speak to people and tell them to repent without any solution.
Without solution.
And first of all, you cannot speak to people. Are you going to be compassionate here, Suzette? Suzette, are you going to be compassionate here and allow me to speak? Because I allowed you to speak, Suzette. I allowed you to speak. I allowed you to speak. I allowed you to speak your spirit, Suzette. And you need to be a compassionate, faithful person right now and allow yourself to be in your silence and listen to spirit speak back to you. Because I am spirit as well. Suzette, I am having a conversation with you.
No, that's all we're talking about, ever.
Speaking faith to people without building a rapport. And it is essential. You definitely need to build a rapport for someone to be able to authentically. You're still not letting me finish speaking, Suzette. I appreciate.
Yeah, how do you expect them to hear? How do you expect them to hear?
I want to hear them in their totality. You need to allow.
But we do that. You're saying it over and over. Like, but this is the thing. Let me see. Yeah, but this is the thing, Suzette. We know what it means too. We asked you. This is the thing, though. So the thing about it is you keep repeating yourself though. You're not, because when the amazing thing about it, you talk about you don't want demons. You talk about you don't want demons around you. And I'm telling you that there's demons all throughout your texts and your messages. I've been studying social media and faith. I know you do, but you're not even aware of the demons when they come in because you have your head so far up the Bible's ass that you don't know when the people jump in, when the spirit jumps in. No, but like, I want you to know. No, I know my words. I never said that we don't have the demonic spirit words. I never said that. You pointed it out, and I thanked you for pointing it out. But in the same breath, right? In the same breath, wasn't Lucifer one of God's best angels? Like, and Michael? So just, I want you to understand what you're playing with. Because you're talking to, listen, Mahatma is a seed of light. Mahatma is a seed of light. Listen, no, I said he was, I definitely said that. He was definitely an angel. He was definitely an angel.
Yes, he was. What?
He was. He's a morning star.
What?
I definitely know what he is. I know who he is right now, but I know what he was when he was created. Listen, the thing about it is your level of understanding, I respect his, because without him, there's no positive. I respect him.
Like, let me see.
I respect the entity. But I get to, by respecting, I get to see him in humans. You're human, so I get to see him in humans.
So when him and all of his angels, which is jealousy and envy and malice and hate and slander and all the things that you do, but you're saying you're doing it in the name of God. You do what Lucifer Henchman does. Yes, you do. Because I'm letting you know. You call me out, right? Didn't you call me a henchman?
I've ever said to you was repent.
No, you did. You said way more than that. You need to go back. Look, I'm a paste all your words that you said to us on Facebook so the whole world can see and so we can atone.
You're talking about people having sex and needing to repent themselves. Why are you speaking about that? Why are you posting that? What is the relevance, Suzette? What is the relevance? What is
the relevance? The relevance of it is repent.
What are we repenting for? Why? Why? What makes you think I need to repent for it?
Because your soul will go to hell if you don't repent.
What makes you think I need to repent for that? How do you know me? How?
She doesn't have the words. She's talking about balancing the human psyche. She doesn't have the words for it. You know why she's saying it. Because she see our demons as well. But like she hear us talking about God. So you understand it. She can't pull that out. No, no. But we do it. We repent every day.
Why
are we having a discourse about it?
Because you... It's not, but we're not accepting.
She's getting frustrated. She needs to take a breather.
Yeah, she definitely have the breath. Because it's not about getting frustrated. It's about three. You're a minister, right? You're an ordained minister. You're an ordained minister because you. I'm telling you why. We're not affected. So I'm letting you know because you say more than repent. You say way more than that. You constantly come into our social media feed and you spread your gospel. You spread your gossip or your gospel. Every day you listen, when you get a tingle in your stomach by reading or watching us, when you get a tingle in your mind or you get a tingle, I'm telling you, you don't want me, but you love the spirit that we give off. You love the spirit. You love the spirit that we give off. So all you see us doing, so we repent for rolling on the grass or we repent for what? What are we repenting for? What are we repenting for? What are we repenting for, though? Everyone has Christ's blood inside of them. You got to know that. You have to know that. In this fleshly body, we all have Satan and Christ inside of us. And because you're not educated enough...
Don't combat her.
We are here.
Yes,
that's
I know.
It. That's it.
Just, like, don't get lost in where she's
I'm not lost.
I
know what she's... She, how is she driving the car? She has
no,
to get
I'm
it out.
I'm just saying it.
She like, has to get it out.
Is all I'm saying.
That's all I'm trying to tell you. My message has not changed. It's been repent, repent, repent.
You can post that on your wall all you want.
Yeah, you don't have to. Like, this is our platform. So the fact that you feel like you have to post
it. Sounds like you're trying to promote and market.
You're promoting and marketing on our page. You're doing what scary Christians do. You're marketing. But you use the Christian doctrine. Do you use the Torah? Do you use the Torah? Do you use the Egyptian Book of the Dead? You only quote.
You need to ask her why she's yelling.
I don't read none of those books. Yeah. I never touched them.
Why are you yelling? So I say that you're a Christian because you only quote. You only quote from their book, though.
What is your spiritual boundness?
Yeah, you should, though. You only quote from their Bible, though. You quote from the Christian Bible.
Do you listen to the Torah?
Do you read Hebrew? Do you read Hebrew? Because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was sound. In the beginning was the Word. I'm telling you this, like, and the word was sound. No, the word was sound.
It sounds like she just needs someone to debate with.
This is the exchange, but this is everyone, though. What did you thought you was going to get when you called him?
You're comparing to Satan.
I'm not here to raise anyone's levels.
That's why she never responded back to you.
I'm not here for that.
But that's why she never responded back to you.
So she just needs to know what she's gonna keep receiving.
No, I know. She hears herself right now. This is not hitting us. This is not hitting us. It's not hitting us. It's not hitting us. She has to deal with this. I was telling you because she's about to get another wave of it. She's about to get another wave of it. And like I said, we love the fact that you know how to speak the gossip and the gospel. You know both of them. And like you
can say whatever you want.
No, I'm definitely
the only person calling names is name. I don't care where you go, I don't care how long you search. The only thing you could ever find about me is repentance. All my scriptures have been repentance.
Why are you so angry though?
Why do you have to repent so much?
Why are you so angry? Like, who hurt you? Yes. But where's love and compassion? Where's love and compassion?
I don't hear love and compassion.
Where's love? Christ is love. Where's love, though? Like, that's not repentance right there.
Don't you want to have a loving conversation? Why is this all about repent?
Send me a request. If you want to come into my world, anybody that touched bases with me, I need to tell them repent. Because my Lord and Savior...
Yo, you sound like you need some more breath.
You need to breathe.
You're not breathing. You're not breathing.
Take a breath.
You understand?
This should be something that you enjoy doing then.
Take a breath.
You should enjoy this. But you don't sound like you love giving two prophets the repentance. You definitely, I hear. I understand. Oh, yeah, I feel that. Yes. That's why my spirit is not the soul. I'm the spirit and not the soul. I'm the spirit and not the soul. So my spirit is dope, yo. Do you know what your spirit looks like?
There
you go. Do you know what your spirit look like? Do you know what your spirit feels like? I am the spirit and not the... Yo. Thank you. Oh my God. You will. You love... I told you love our tingle.
Because right now, you're in prison. You don't even know it. You're deceived. And you don't even know it. Your soul is in hell. And you don't even... No,
she's talking a lot about herself.
I know. That's everyone's only talking about themselves. Yeah. A tree is a God creation. Grass is God creation. I see God in the tree. I see God in the birds. I see God in the air. So is God not in the tree? Is God not in the tree?
How you doing?
God is not in the tree? Oh, my God. You're lost. Because without trees, we wouldn't even breathe. Wait, but God is not in it? God is not in that tree. Yep.
Hell yeah,
because these trees been up here for
he
billions
created
of years.
All of this.
Yeah, he's inside of us. Is God inside of you? He's not inside of you? Oh, that's where you lost. You're just, but.
What's the percentage at?
Huh?
My phone is dying.
One, it's about to die.
He's holy, and he deserves a holy people.
Well, great love. Well, thank you. Continue to spread your message and continue to cast spells upon yourself.
Suzette, we're going to take we're gonna take some time to breathe before we hang up because we want to help you take this moment back and align yourself with your own frequency. We send love and light
touch
to you,
love.
Suzette. Love and light. Love
yes.
and light.
So every time you talk about us, you give us access to you.
We send you love and light. May God grant you with the day you deserve.
Yeah, because she...
God grant you the day you deserve.
That is what we're walking into. And if we can, like, she's
a
peon.
At the end.
She's a peon.
Yeah.
I did great the entire time.
No, yes, but I'm talking about
I know.
About
thank
the
you, though, for
you
seeing
You did great
it.
The entire time. Yes, you did. We're not talking about the entire time. Hi.
Hi. How are you doing?
Great.
Oh, yeah.
Needs to see where her level was at. On her now moment. Repent! I repent every hour! 444 minutes!
But if you can integrate the conversation that we do, it's just her wording. Her language is stupid. So she doesn't even think God is inside of her. So, like, there's nothing that we would say that would ever make sense in her world. Uh-huh. So she's going to watch us.
She definitely heard me about that authentic shit. She didn't want to listen to it. Like, you need to be authentic. Someone needs to know who you are before you try to tell them to repent. And you need to give solution and know why you're giving it. God ain't going to tell you to do something without you fucking knowing it's going to be beneficial. He definitely not going to tell you to do something bad without having a reason. You have something right here. And they definitely test you to see if you need to be restart your path again.
That's where she's at. Where most people be coming in contact. We're at a path. And
this is what's supposed to look like.
I enjoy transmuting.
That's the way you're going.
I like to improv.
Yeah.
I'm very good at it.
Yeah, because people need to know we're not shooting the shit.
Bro, like, this is the thing. They need to know what they say and they feel. What they feel is definitely something that they should feel. They should feel that about me. I'm Tantra. So if you don't feel my demons, you damn sure don't feel my spirits. If you say you only feel my spirits. So I know that. That's where I know. And that's where everyone has to get to a point of accepting. There's a lot of people that don't like their demons. They don't like their demons. They use their demons, but they don't like their demons. I love my demons. And that triggers a lot of people. How dare you love your demons? How dare you talk about Lucifer like that? Oh, yes, he's revered. Lucifer's that nigga. You should watch the show.
Does she not read enough of the Bible?
No, she doesn't read anything. She just repeats the scriptures that helped her heal from her sexual trauma or her fucking physical trauma. She's hurt, bro. She's hurt and stuck in a loop. She's not a Christian because she's church hurt. So
I love my education, my knowledge.
She doesn't have knowledge. She just has the wisdom without knowing how to use it.
Education.
Oh, yeah. We got all that on audio.
Is up again on the board. September 24th, 2020. And we have a beautiful woman, angel, and the lights, and the gnome in the darkness. The sun smiling. Stars or star reflections. Oh, reminds me of this morning.
Moon.
Even though the moon wasn't out this morning, we definitely saw it last night.
Oh yeah.
In the middle of the sun rising. Or no, setting. The sun was setting and the moon was still up. Autumn equinox.
Autumn equinox. Yeah. I don't know. The carrying of the birds and even these looking like Tinkerbells or elves or fairies or mystical beings. She definitely has wings. The connection to all. Not just all perspectives, the magical, like watching Charmed now.
All you gotta do is like turn the light on for someone and then be like, watch this. And then it's like, dang, Like, you can so see it so much more clearly on these shows.
Way more clearly.
Way more. Way.
That's why certain shows get remade. That's why they revamp them. Because, like, people like us now was like, oh, I'm looking for that. So, in the midst of this, all the sun, the earth, the animal kingdom.
So I feel like because both of these images symbolize yesterday, it shows you how much alignment we're coming into our time. Because before, the pictures used to symbolize a lot more distant attributes for us. So I'm going to let you know what it said. I don't know if you were part of this, because it's just Eminem, so I might have did some at home. But it says August 1st, so maybe I didn't write your name. But I put A Dawning of a New Age, which was definitely bringing me back to, like, 2014. Day and night. Night is a piece of the light, and light is a piece of the dark. I definitely probably do that by myself. I don't see your energy in there. Which is cool, right? You can see people's energy now. And for the other one. The other one, it was me and you that had seen it together. On June 13th.
I know I've seen this one before.
Yeah, but we didn't write in it.
Nah, it's cool. But no, I definitely seen that one. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy because I thought I haven't seen this one before.
Yeah. And we wrote Now Thoughts, which is dope. Spirit animal represents Mother Earth. Earth, star chakra. Harvest, mother's energy now. Read a passage from the secret language of the animals deck. Yeah. I already pulled it out, which is what. So.
Send those messages. That's what social media is allowing us to see. It's just like we're just sending ourselves messages from different points in our level of consciousness. Like, it's so dope us being around healing each other because we are playing in a place that most people don't want to play in. They actually want to play in.
They just but don't know
how to do it effectively. So when I see stuff like that's why I told you Luminary ain't no joke. When I saw you peeled it out, I was like, God, I gotta raise my bag. Let's go. Are you asking these questions? Thought process, and then like just to engage while you were doing the Luminary.
Wow, like, this is definitely reflection right here. The devil and judgment. It almost looks the same.
Yep. With the ram and the bears. It's just the animals tapping into the element, everything.
And this
infinity sign.
It's always. This one reminds me a lot of my Thoth deck, devil card.
So it came out. Through her in the process of pulling these now thoughts and energies into it. And like we did the harvest ritual today with the selenite.
Letting go. You ready to see this?
Why was letting go so funny?
Because we're always letting go.
For you, though.
For me, it matches your hair. It reminds me of that right now.
That was a deflection.
No, I'm just saying. I wanted to say that. I'm just saying. I just realized that right now. letting go is dope because it comes with the spiritual angel and the solar angel and the spiritual violence, which is the selenite.
dope and gold. So letting go from that aspect, because it's important to have a place to let go from. So I thought it was cool.
Humorous. Yeah.
That it came out right now, because especially with these two cards here, because letting go of the decision making, maybe of don't worry so much if it's from a devil place or a judgment place, and just let it be from an infinite place, a heart centered space, which is infinite.
More stars.
Yeah.
Coming from the heart place.
Yeah.
So having us our heart open, like me sharing what I shared about, I don't talk about the children that I've lost that hasn't physically made it here, but I have to be able to be with them as much as possible. Mm-hmm. And that energy weighs on my vessel and being. So having my heart space open puts us in very interesting positions.
Yeah.
So it's just like letting go of the judgments or the yin and the yang. We seen it. Like, I love revving up, going back into a different place, because there's a whole slew of bosses that come up like, oh, oh, you ready? Let's go. All right.
Dun it.
Dun it. And then it has an exchange, and then that exchange can be productive, or it can be blessing, it can be lessening it, but the exchange is always going to happen. Especially if you feel the energy. So we already see that the first card out of the Archangel deck is a sacral.
Passion. You can do anything right now. Go after what you want. The ability to attract helpful people.
Mm-hmm. Helpful people. Oh, what you helping with? Okay. All right. That's what you're helping with? You like to help with that? All right, cool. Because I need you to help with that. Because I can help with this. Like, yo, you talk about the
energy. So I almost feel like it's like a situation right now. We're in a situation of passion. We can really do anything right now. Anything we want.
All things. We've been doing it.
So Gabriel comes in again.
What up?
Woo woo.
Another 8.
A great deal of activity, sudden and immediate results, important communication. So it's really important to identify that above all of anything, communication is key.
It's everything.
It's key.
It's everything.
Key.
Oh yeah, this is the bonus side over here. This is the bonus side that we've been waiting to share. So it's just like, I love when the archangels come to visit. What up,
what?
Y'all?
Now, next is a 2 of Ariel, which is manifestation. So out of this sacral passion, manifestation.
Oh, yeah. What were we talking about today?
2 of Ariel. It's important to have balance, working multiple jobs or projects at once, making work fun. Plurk shit. You got to plurk it. You see the yin and the yang?
Slight plurk.
See the yin slight and plurk, yang?
Yeah.
And the infinity.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta balance
on top of yo. He's one
right here,
one handing that shit on the cliff.
That's why you gotta let a lot of shit go. Cause he on, woo, on the edge of the world.
He only care about what's right in his hand.
Right, it's almost like a right angle.
It's definitely like a right angle.
Doop doop.
That shit got my mouth
watering. So being able to balance our passion. Always going to have a great deal of activities coming our way, so we have to have that balance, which we're
always
talking about.
Always we have options now. People that are sewing into you, so back into them.
We've always had options.
Yo, but like, and I, all right, so the options that we're seeing and having.
So the next part in this chapter, a situation has ended. It's actually my bad. Let me back that up. The 10 of Michael.
Mike Ayel.
Okay. The situation has ended and you're finally free. Oh, New opportunities for happiness will now follow. Put the past behind you. Yes, the swan ballerina is taking her bow, breaking her leg, balancing. And then we have a major Arcadia card come in, which is the sun, which is the third time that we've gotten the sun card in the tarot deck. Life is wonderful. Thrive through the power of positive thinking and inspiring success. Yes.
All yeses.
You see all them sunflowers?
Uh-huh.
Okay. That's why I know we are successful.
With the unicorn.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I love my life enough to know that all creativity comes out of passion. And with passion comes manifestation. But only through our willpower will we be able to solidify the effective boundaries that is necessary to instill. So the next card is the Four of Michael. Insights that have come from quiet meditation, the need for more sleep or time off, seek relief from stress. You see, cards are saying you are right to take your break today. Let that lit program come in. I'm gonna talk about Four of Michael.
Yeah, I'm here to push you to communicate. Oh yeah, I'm here to push to the communication of your highest now truth.
Yes.
Because like my body is very athletic. Mm-hmm. Do you see how even though I'm tense and I got emotional blockage, I'm slim and athletic.
Yes, you are.
And we like to push, like you asked me about pushing, how can I continue the mending process? We're doing it. So I don't mind resting breaks. I'm good with those. You see, I take my naps. I'm just a necessary.
Yes, definitely. So the last one is the Empress, the three. Are you going to read that? Go ahead.
This is your card. In Major Arcana.
Read it, my friend.
I know. I'm just saying, like, for this to be the last card. It's time to act upon your plans. Creativity is rewarded. Luxuries or abundant resources. There are more waterfalls. Gabriel. Divine. Like, we glowing over here. Are you not glowing? Are you not entertained?
Yeah. I'm definitely glowing. Gabriel again to the end. Gabriel came in from the beginning and came out and ended it.
And it's aligning our third eye.
Queen of Gabriel.
Mm-hmm. Divine feminine energy with our sacral energy, our lower bodies. The emotions of, you talked about Bird Box. Bird Box is a heavy emotion based movie.
Mm-hmm.
Those that can control their emotions, they yeah. survive.
Yeah. It's key to controlling your
working
experience.
I'm becoming aware of it. So
grabbing a handle of your emotions. Do you want to pull in one of yours next?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Great. We're going to bring in the Star deck.
That was our art.
Creating, and these readings that we started doing back in March that has carried on into now time, they've been very impactful. Absolutely. So I now, a lot of my spirit writing, I record these readings, but I also write special parts down from the cards. It's just like with your yoga that you got less than 4% left. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
Being able to document these moments, these card readings, these understandings of these card readings, because these cards are telling us about astrology, the animals, the spirits, the ancestors, triggering our synapses. It's doing a ton. And watching you read the cards in between and, you know, popping the Archangel deck out. You don't pop it out often, but when you do pop it out, it'd be like right on time. So.
Want me to read?
Yes, that'd be dope. It's, the first card is the Devil.
Okay. 15, which is 6. And 2 is 8. And 8, 16, 7. The Devil. Recognizing your bondage. The symbolism of the Devil image. The dancer in this image is not fully developed being. The dancer is agronious in an experimenting with the light and the dark side while dancing with the serpent. In many cultures, dancing transforms one's consciousness into an altered state. The dancer's tail and fury legs represents one's animal instincts that still need to be tamed. The snake represents many things. It can be your kundalini that is out of control or in full spiritual creativity. The snake symbolizes transformation. Its red color is passion, but also spirituality. The kundalini lies hidden at one's base chakra, and when it is aroused and not in balance, it can take control of one's actions. The dancer is very alluring and seductive between the dancer and the snake. The Devil watches to see where he comes into play with this interaction. The chains represent the entanglement and bondage that we create in our lives through material emotions, wants, and addictions. The heart represents love and acceptance of self and the great healing it brings. If we do not love ourselves, our choices become misguided, reactions out of sync with the divine, and we become separated from spirit, losing a part of ourselves. In true self-love, we will find release from bondage. The serpent's tail in the core of the heart represents the passion and transformation that love can bring. The heart also represents the burning desire to reconnect with spirit. On the other hand, when the heart's desire is out of control, it can catapult one's action into a tunnel vision of bad choices. The man and woman in the fury circles represent the male and female dualities of yourself, the intuitive, spiritual, and the mind, material. They are separated, lonely, and feel helpless because they are unable to reconnect. You need both aspects balanced to be fulfilled. You need to balance your polarities. The stars in the worlds of the male and female represent the possibilities that await them if they choose to find their way to reconnection. The flames that shoot up in between the fury circles is the creative passion for living life at its fullest. In balance, it burns out any negative energy and lets the light shine in. Or when it is out of balance, the flame fuels one's bondage into destructive vices and behaviors. It's a choice that is played out in the world of materialism, the Devil's world. The Devil's bat wings sparkle with all the enticing material illusions that distract one off the spiritual path. The pentagram above the flame represents evolving human awareness as well as grounded individual reaching up to the divine. The Devil is awareness. The Devil is transformative. If you are able to see your dark side and move through it towards the light,
The astrology aspect of the devil is Capricorn, a very steady, stable creature that lives in the heights of the mountains. Capricorn is disciplined and has created boundaries that he follows as he ascends to the top of the mountain. He is represented with his eyes closed in a meditative state, focusing on the enlightened path. His golden horns represent his creativity that flows into the universe. The wolf howling at the moon represents learning to trust one's insights and discovering true freedom. He is the spirit teacher and guide to help one find a new path. The full moon represents one's journey of passing through the dark side and ascending to illumination on top of the moon. The ravens represent bringing the darkness into light. The Hebrew letter associated with the devil is Ayin, meaning eye. The eye of the goat's forehead is the wedget eye, or the eye of the moon. It symbolizes the power of light and was one of the most sacred and powerful protective amulets in the ancient Egypt times. The devil symbolizes this image for me was one of the more difficult images to paint. This is the author speaking. Because the traditional imagery was so uncomfortable, I tried making my image not so uncomfortable and kept coming up empty of ideas. I finally realized that there's no way around this disturbing image, and I had to embrace its shadows. I had to look deep inside myself to really understand the true meaning and message of this key. This image is made to be frightening and disturbing for a reason. We need to be shocked enough to look at ourselves and where our devil might linger in our lives. After I got over my conflict, I realized how healing and shifting the devil key is. The devil's number is 15, the number of awakening the soul or true self and bringing forth love and light, as well as the combination of the numbers 10, perfection, and 5, humanity. The devil represents the vices of our physical and material world. He wants us to come to terms with our fears, weaknesses, and drawbacks. When we stop running from our demons and decide to confront them, we will stop being controlled by denial and our dark side. The devil is the guardian of the threshold. He holds you accountable for your actions. He also guides you through the darkness and brings you into the light. Some of us close our eyes or look away from evil in the world, thinking that it will bypass us or go away. The thing is, we all share the dark side just as well as we share the light. It is part of our spiritual makeup. We can't change the world overnight, but we can start with our own personal universe. Devil spelled backwards is lived. You can be an example to others by living life with vision and passion while keeping focus on the highest good for the collective. Entertain yourself with a sense of humor during challenging lessons in life. You can be the spiritual warrior who finds fortitude by coming to terms with memories of injustice from the past to the present by facing, shifting, and neutralizing the charge of pain and anger to acceptance. When you can break the chains that hold you back, you are able to heal and move on. The devil is the collective shadow side, the unknown side of yourself that you are not comfortable with, your intrinsic survival side. When you are out of control in your life or something or someone has control over you and pushes you beyond your boundaries, all kinds of reactions and behaviors and feelings arise. Abuse, oppression, illusion, obsession, fear, hopelessness, and guilt are just a few feelings that you take away from your joy and light. Whether it be proprietor who inflicts your pain onto his or her victims,
or a victim who carries the pain, resentment, anger, and hate to another victim, these actions keep the energy cycling until one makes a choice to stop the spiraling of the evil. The chains of evil come in many forms. One of the biggest lessons of the devil is to love yourself and ask yourself, what chains are keeping you from self-love? When you stop loving yourself, you are pulled away from spirit and the light. You will feel separated and isolated, forever searching. The more you search away from spirit and the light, the more you go into darkness. It is there you meet up with your devil, but you then have a choice to be led back to the light or not. The devil key warns of over-attachment to material possessions, unhealthy behaviors, patterns, and addictions that can take over your life. But he also reminds us that you have free will to do anything you want. Do the work and release fear. Break the chains that hold you back. Aspire to the highest good for yourself and others. Live life fully with passion, life force, a full heart, and respect for humanity, Mother Earth, and her creatures. Life will be good. Wow. That shit fucked me up. We're going to take a break. Much love and light. I hope y'all take a moment and think about that. I'm going to take a breather. Hold on.
Yeah, we vomit out. Lime it out. Rhyme it out. Yeah, we'll be back. Much love, much light.